The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The price of health insurance cover has continued to grow this past year. Premiums now up 11% compared to 2023. We have a new provider in town. Benefits are under the axe. So here to give us some advice on getting healthcare cover is Dermot Good, insurance expert at totalhealthcover.ie, a locked-in company. Dermot, we're coming up on year end. This, I assume, is the busy period for renewals, is it?
Yes, good morning, Anton. This is the worst time for consumers because literally, I think probably 500,000 people got their renewal notices in the last 2 weeks. They're due to renew on the 1st of January. And I think about 1.25 million, literally half the market, will be renewing between December and the end of February. And I suppose what's facing them now, Anton, and you touched on it there, is that, look, the rate increases are quite staggering. So if you're lucky, you'll get away with 6%. Most people are facing 15%. And some people on the older plans are facing 19 to 25%. So they need to brace themselves when they open those renewal notices. And then there's another, I suppose, negative mixed bag in there, in that a lot of plans are being retired. So people are going to have to shop around for replacement cover. Benefits are being cut as well. So everything negative that could potentially hit consumers just before Christmas, that's exactly what's happening. But I suppose the light at the end of the tunnel is we do have the new provider, Level Health, who launched about 3 weeks ago. And it looks like they're already making an impact. Their rates are very, very competitive. So, you know, at least now people who are struggling to pay those renewal premiums, and if they can't find an option that suits them from their existing provider, and now there's another alternative there that definitely is worth considering. So it is the usual hectic time at this time of the year for health insurance.
We'll talk about Level Health and their entry and the impact that might have in a second. Can we go back, Dermot, to the price hikes? Is there, what if any, is the excuse or reason being put forward for those price hikes, or is it just CPI?
Do you know, Anton, it comes down to claims. Claims is the main driver. And we hear the sound bites from all the insurance companies throughout the year. So they do give us advance notice of what's coming. Now, it looks like, once again, to maybe ease people's fears for next year, they're already talking about lower increases now for next year, that maybe we might get away with 5%, which is more in line with medical inflation. But what seems to be happening is people are claiming every single thing, obviously, they can claim for. People are going back into hospitals now for all those cancelled, deferred medical treatments. It also looks like people are really avoiding the public hospitals because, you know, anybody who has health insurance, they know that if you want to get the private or semi-private room, if you want to select your consultant, if you want to organise your medical treatment at a time that suits you, in other words, you know, to balance work or family or whatever, and if you want to avoid those waiting lists for routine diagnostics, the only way to do that is really to go into the private hospitals because you control who you see and when you go in. And we see now that's primarily what it looks like members are doing, which, by the way, is a good thing. They're using their cover, but that has an impact on claims. The other thing, Anton, is that the private hospitals, to be fair to them, have got very, very, I suppose, slick in terms of their processes. They're turning patients around much more quickly. I mean, your listeners now will know they can get an MRI done at 10:30 at night midweek. They can get them done late evenings at weekends. So the private hospitals are getting through so many more patients more quickly, which once again is to be welcomed, but that is having an upward pressure on claims. So, and then look, you can throw in the new technologies, the new cancer drugs, the new robotic procedures in particular for orthopedic surgeries. That's also having an impact. So it's definitely a mixed bag, but it looks like, you know, 2023 and this year was a horrible year for health insurance premiums in terms of increases. The outlook for 2025, and obviously with the new player, I think it looks somewhat more promising.
Can I ask you on that, Dermot, where you mentioned the increase in claims and people claiming for absolutely everything. Following the murder of Brian Thompson in the States, an awful lot of discussion has been floating around about health insurance. I've been surprised by the amount of people who have said to me that in an Irish context, they have struggled to get reimbursement for bills through their plans. If you find yourself in a position where you claim with your insurance company and they turn you down, is there any recourse?
There is. There absolutely is. Now, first of all, I think about 92-93% of all claims are paid. The usual reasons, Anton, for claims being declined, it's either you've upgraded to a higher plan, but you have an existing condition, number one, so there is a 2-year wait period before the higher cover will kick in, or the biggest reason for declines is where somebody joins with an existing medical condition, and then they try and get treatment for that condition within the first 5 years, and that will be declined by all the insurance companies. Look, if anybody has a dispute on a claim, the first thing they need to do is the insurance company must give you a specific reason as to why that claim is not being paid in full. And in fairness, they will, and they'll give it to you in writing. If you are not happy with that and you believe they're incorrect, you can now go to the ombudsman. So what you do is you make a formal complaint to the health insurance company, and that puts you to a completely separate department. They must respond to you within 5 working days. And if you're not happy with their answer, I think they have to respond with a solution or a resolution within 20 working days. You can then go to the ombudsman. It is completely free, and they will basically adjudicate on the case. To be fair, Anton, I have to say, and I'm not here to defend the insurance companies, but I get involved in lots of cases, and when cases are genuine and maybe there might have been incorrect information or insufficient information, claims are paid, you know, but there are reasons why claims will not be paid. But that's the process. And anybody who has any dispute, that's what they need to do. They need to engage with the insurance company first and foremost. But finally, they can go to the ombudsman.
You mentioned the arrival of Level Health into the market and the potentially beneficial impact that might have on competition. Are they targeting any particular demographic or sector, and are they providing any particular plans of note?
You know, what's interesting now with their proposition, so it looks like they've come out with something very simple, plans A, B, C and D. So they've used the old naming conventions that VHI used. Now, even though there's 4 core plans, there's probably 10 different variations, but it is quite simple. Not surprisingly, Anton, the pricing is very aggressive, which we knew it had to be if they were going to get, you know, generate that pipeline, that interest. So, like, for anybody who's looking for mid-level cover, right now, mid-level cover in the market can cost anything from up to maybe €1,150. Their Plan B 300 scheme, now, currently there's a 5% discount, but from the 26th of December, there will be a 10% discount. That plan will come in at €936. They have another plan, Plan C, which is coming in around 1220. It's probably about €200, €250 cheaper than other similar plans. And I do stress similar, because you know yourself, Andrew, no plan is identical, but it's very well priced. But the interesting one, their top plan, which is the Plan D, is €2,500. Some of the existing plans on the market that offer that type of cover, like Anton, they're €4,900. So that plan is very aggressively priced. Now, we've already seen a reaction from VHI, and we predicted this. And look, this is the good thing for consumers. When a new provider comes in and they really stir up the market and generate more competition, you will then get a corresponding reaction from the existing insurers, which is to be welcomed. VHI are now launching some new plans at the end of the year, and like really interesting, like their top plan, for example, is Premium Care, which is nearly 5,000. They've launched another version of that plan, which is going to save people over €500 per adult. And they've other plans there as well. So, and we're waiting to see now, Anton, what the reaction will be from Laya Healthcare and Irish Life Health as well. So this is, you know, this is what we want to see in the market, and this can only benefit consumers just as we're on the cusp of that kind of peak renewal period. But they are definitely stirring up competition.
Well, on that note, we have a question for you by text saying, I am on the old VHI Plan D. Please ask Dermot if the new Level Health Plan D will give me the exact same cover for less.
And sorry, Anton, did you say the old VHI Plan B or D?
D for David.
D, okay. So now here's the thing. First of all, the old Plan D with VHI, would you believe, is gone. And they're now on the Premium Care with VHI. They have the gold-plated cover, but right now that plan is €4,900. So what I would say to that person, Anton, first of all, before they even look at the other options, the new plan from VHI, that Premium Care Select, €4,500, it'll give them pretty much the same cover as they have. Or there's another plan that VHI have brought out, and I'm sorry now about this long name, but it's called Advanced Care Extra Day-to-Day Select. We need a full interview just on that one, Anton, right? But Advanced Care Extra Day-to-Day Select, €3,200. But here's what that person should do. If they're interested in that Level Health scheme, which is €2,536, and the pricing is fantastic on that plan, they just need to phone Level Health, tell them the plan they have with VHI, tell them their current medical history, tell them what hospitals they want to have access to, disclose what treatments are pending, their preferred consultants, what MRI scan centres they use, disclose everything. And Anton, if they like what they hear, and if Level Health gives them all the reassurance that they need, they will have continuity of cover, there will be no break in cover, they can absolutely switch with confidence to Level Health. And people need to think of this like car and home insurance. you know, if in 12 months' time they're not happy or whatever, they can always switch back to VHI, you know. And so people need to realise there's no such thing as loyalty in health insurance. You really should check out the best deals, see if you can get a better deal from the current provider. And by the way, the best question that all of your listeners can put to any health insurance company is, you know, do you have a lower cost, similar plan to what I currently have? And don't be afraid to tell them your budget. So if your budget is, you know, it's €2,000 and your price has gone up to €2,500, tell them you only have €2,000 to spend. Because to be fair to the insurance companies, that will focus their attention. They'll have to find you a plan that fits that budget. And if you don't like what they offer you, Anton, then you simply repeat the process with the other insurance companies. But the biggest mistake that people will make is not picking up the phone and not engaging. And, you know, Anton, just on this one, people now don't realise if they stay on the same plan, they might find themselves paying 25% more for less cover because benefits are being reduced. So it's Dermot, too important just to let it roll over.
Brilliant advice as ever. Dermot Good, insurance expert at totalhealthcover.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.